Meditation 4.6. Meditation on Purifying Negative Karma. Introduction. After meditating on karma, we'll probably feel uncomfortable about the negative actions we have done and the consequences we are likely to face in the future. But there is a solution to this. The practice of purification. Negative karma is not something fixed, permanent, and irreparable. The imprints left on our mind from our negative actions can be purified so that we don't have to experience the full suffering results that would otherwise come. And we can clear this negative energy out of the way of our spiritual development. That is the reason for the practice of purification. There is no negativity that cannot be purified. The purification process is basically a psychological one. As Lama Yishi says, it is our mind and from that mind, our actions that creates the negativity. And it is our mind that is transformed by creating positive energy. Although in Buddhism we rely on Buddha's methods for purification, it is not the Buddha who purifies us. As Lama says, we ourselves do the work. We created the karma and only we can clean it up. The practice of purification involves contemplating the four our opponent powers: regret, reliance, remedy and resolve. It is best to do a practice of purification every day. For example, at the end of the day, to clear up whatever negative karma we created that day, as well as negativities from the past. Power 1. The power of regret. Regret involves recognizing that certain actions we have done are negative because they have harmed others and ourselves, because they will bring more problems later on, and because we were acting in an ego-centered, deluded way. Regret is not the same as guilt. Guilt comes from not understanding the true nature of things and believing that we have a real, permanent self or I. With guilt, we focus on things we have done wrong, or things we feel we should have done but didn't do, and we feel I'm bad, and I will always be this way. Guilt may also cause us to feel that we don't deserve to be happy. It tends to be emotional rather than rational and intelligent. It's not helpful to feel guilty. It doesn't bring any positive results, but only makes us miserable and blocks our spiritual development. On the other hand, regret is intelligent and constructive. It is based on the understanding of karma, that negative actions such as killing or hurting others cause suffering to them as well as to ourselves, both now and in the future. Harming others disturbs our mind. We're going against our true, pure nature, and leaves imprints that will ripen as more problems and suffering in the future. Whatever problems and unwanted experiences we've had in this life are the results of negative actions we did in the past, and the negative actions we do now are the cause of future suffering. Who wants that? Logically, what we need to do is feel regret and clean up our karma. Regret is like the way we would feel if we found out that something we had swallowed was poisonous. Fearful of getting sick or losing our life, we would drop everything and rush to the emergency room to rid ourselves of the poison. In the same way, negative karma is highly toxic. It poisons our mind and our spiritual development, and brings unwanted troubles in the future. Understanding this, we regret our mistakes and do whatever we can to clear up the karma. Power 2. The power of reliance. When we fall down on the ground, we rely on the ground to get up again. Similarly, when we do something negative, it's either in relation to pure beings such as the Buddha or our spiritual teacher or guru, or in relation to ordinary sentient beings. So in order to purify our negative karma, we need to recall and rely upon those two objects. First, we rely on the Buddha, who is like the doctor whose medicine we take to purify our deluded actions. It's not that we need Buddha to forgive us. Rather, we rely on him by taking refuge in him. That is, using the methods he taught to purify ourselves and change our life and behavior to a more positive direction. Second, we rely on other beings, the very beings we have harmed, in this life and in the past, by developing compassion and love for them. You can think about how they are basically just like you. They don't want to experience the slightest suffering or problem. They only want to be happy and peaceful. Generate the sincere determination to try your best to avoid harming others and instead do all you can to help them. Power 3. The power of remedy. This means doing something positive in order to counteract the negative energy we have created. In general, any positive action can be used to purify our negative karma, but certain practices are particularly powerful remedies. These include visualizing figures such as Shakyamuni Buddha, Vajrasattva, or the 35 Buddhas and reciting their names and/or mantras. The meditations on loving-kindness, compassion, and emptiness can also be used. Emptiness is actually said to be the best antidote to negativity, although it is difficult and may not be suitable for beginners. A simpler method is the purification meditation using the breath. Choose one of these methods every time you do a session of purification practice. You can also do more engaged activities such as volunteer work or making donations to charitable causes. Saving lives, for example, rescuing animals or insects who are in danger of dying or being killed, or caring for the ill, is particularly effective to counteract the karma of killing. It is also good to apologize and make amends to the people you have harmed, if this is possible. Power 4. The power of resolve. The fourth step is an extremely important one, making the determination not to repeat the same negative actions again. Without this, it's very hard to change, to give up our old bad habits. Determination to not harm again is like a beacon that guides our body, speech and mind in new directions. As Lama Zopa Rinpoche says, we can mold our minds into any shape we like. With the heavier negative actions, such as killing and stealing, you may be able to resolve never to do them again for the rest of your life. Of course, This means resolving to give up doing such actions intentionally. It's impossible to avoid certain unintentional actions, such as killing insects we can't see while we are walking or driving. However, with those actions that are more habitual and hard to stop, such as lying or losing your temper, you need to be realistic. It's better to resolve to not do them for shorter periods of time, like 5 minutes or an hour. You can then gradually increase the length of time of such promises, a half day, then 1 day, etc. Then resolve to make the effort to avoid your old habits. This determination not to do negative actions again is what gives us the strength to turn ourselves around. We need to have confidence in our ability to change, one step at a time.